Nation, so happy to see everyone with us this morning. Bless the name of the Lord that we have been given the blessing to see the rising of the sun and another day that the Lord has made. Amen, amen. We are so glad you decided to join us this morning on YouTube and Facebook Live. You are joining Taylor Tabernacle in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. We are glad that you thought it not robbery to take time out of your day to worship and fellowship with us. Amen. Amen. Hey, this morning, I want everybody to put down their coffee, their tea, their pancakes, their forks, whatever it is. And just for a minute, however you praise him, just however you praise him, whether you're like me, loud and open and with a lot of volume, or if you're a person who just sits quietly, but I just want you to think on God and just say hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bring yourself into worship this morning. Hallelujah. However you do that, but worship him. Give him glory this morning because he didn't have to do any of the things he's done for us. Amen. Amen. I want you to think on that he sent his son to die for you and I to make us worthy. Worthy. He thought us worthy to call us friend. Amen. We just bless the Lord's name this morning. I just hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name this morning. Hallelujah. Bring your mind and your heart into focus. Hallelujah. To worship the Lord this morning. We glorify your name this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for who you are in our lives this morning, Father. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go right on into prayer. We're going to bow our heads and prepare to go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We bless your holy name this morning. We glorify you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we saw the rising of the sun this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have food and shelter, Lord, and we pray for those who do not, Lord, that you would make provision for those things, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just give you glory this morning, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless our pastor as he brings the message this morning, Lord, and he continues on communion. Help us, Lord, not to think that as a commonplace event to dine with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to partake of your bread and your wine, your body and your blood, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just glorify you this morning, Lord, and we thank you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. We lift you up this morning, Father. Hallelujah. We bless and glorify your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. We pray for each and every person on our sick list this morning, Lord, whether sick or bereaved, Lord. We ask you, we lift them up to you, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to comfort them and give them whatever they stand in the need of, Lord. These things we ask and all other blessings, Lord, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, our scripture is going to be found in John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Once again, that's John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15. Amen. I'll give you a minute to find those. As is our custom, we're going to ask you to stand on your feet at home, Lord. I apologize. I'm fighting with a little sinus thing going on, so I apologize for clearing my throat constantly. If you're ready, John 13, 1 through 15. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, you are not washed, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will also after this. But you will know after this, Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, if I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he who is bathed need only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him. Therefore he said, you are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for I am so. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy and precious word. It is my honor and privilege to introduce to some our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford, pastor of Taylor Tabernacle.
Well, good morning and God bless you. Welcome again to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Joy and a privilege it is to have you here with us. Thank you for joining us. You could be doing other things, heading in to other places, but you are here with us. And so we thank God. We thank God for you. We thank God for this time of virtual fellowship, that we are still able to come together. Hey, once again, we're still preparing for communion, and as such, we're going to continue to look, at 1 Corinthians. And I am going to kind of prevail on, some of you or someone to put some things in the chat for me. Haven't had the opportunity to prepare slides and notes, to guide you along in the message, but I am going to point out some key verses, some key concepts, and if someone would just put that in the chat for the benefit of all of us, I would greatly appreciate it. Amen? So let's go to, once again, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. We were there last Sunday, didn't get all the way through it, but we're going to pick up again. And we're going to add to the witness this Sunday from the book of Galatians, the second chapter, verses 19 and 20. So again, the very familiar passage of scripture that we have for communion, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 23, 2 and including 26. And then we're going to add to the witness Galatians, the second chapter, verses 19 and 20, okay? And so Paul says in verse 23, for I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Okay? That's our primary text. Hey, turn with me in your Bible, staying in the New Testament. Turn over to Galatians, the second chapter, verses 19 and 20. Galatians 2:19, for I through the law died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And I'll just add verse 21 since we're at the end of the chapter. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. What a wonderful passage. For I through the law died to the law that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This Sunday, I want to put, if I could put a title on this this next installment in the Preparing for Communion series, I'm going to call this Sunday's message Under New Management. You may pull up to your favorite restaurant, or you may be going back to the fitness club where you work out, and you may see a sign that says that, you know, everything on the outside looks the same, but as you come in, we want you to know that this facility is now under new management. To be under new management means to be controlled by a different person or people than before. To be under new management means to be controlled by a different person or people than before. Our God and our Father, we thank you for the privilege that we have today to gather once again around your word. Your word is central in our lives and for our life. Your word gives life. Your word gives light. And we take it seriously. And we thank God that you woke us this morning with a heart and with a mind saying, I must get to the word of God. So thank you for bringing us here. And now that we pray now that you would affix our attention, that you would cause our focus to be upon the word of God. And even as we listen, even as we read, even as we hear, Holy Spirit, we invite you in to do in us and through us only what you can do, is to cause us to receive the truth hidden in the word of God, which the outside world cannot receive, which the outside world cannot understand. But you said in this word, and all thy getting, get an understanding. So Holy Spirit, give us an understanding of thy word. Give us an understanding of the communion service and of the Lord's Supper, that we might at all times honor the body and blood of Christ himself. So speak to us now. Speak to us. Speak us and make us one. Unite us through your love. Cause us to be one in Christ, that we might one day be resurrected to our new bodies and to our new home in heaven. So this is our prayer today. We thank you for it in advance, in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. I began this series at the beginning of the year on preparing for communion by letting us know that the goal of communion is unity. Okay? Very first sermon of the year. In Jesus' prayer on this special night, this Passover night, He asked the Father to make the disciples and us one with each other and one with God and himself. There in John 17:11, if someone would put that in the chat for me. John 17:11, Jesus in his prayer says, "And now I am no more in the world," speaking of his imminent death, said, "but these are in the world, and I come to thee." It says, "Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." Okay? He's praying for unity. And that same prayer, John 17, verses 20 and 21, if someone could put that in the chat for me, Jesus continues and says, "Neither I pray for these alone," referring to his disciples, "but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." And that's us. All those who have come by faith to believe in Jesus Christ, either through the preaching of the apostles, which they heard, or through the reading of their letters, like we have. That's how we have come to faith in Jesus Christ, through this word of God, which the apostles declared unto us and also wrote for us. So he says, "I pray, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one." Okay, there's that unity again. And he's praying this on the night of the Lord's Supper. He says, "As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." So he's praying that one, that he's praying first that we would be one with each other, and then he's praying that we would be one with him and the Father. And so we see that unity, as we come to the Lord's Supper, we see that unity that he is praying for, it is symbolized by the bread of communion, okay? And I touched on this previously in a previous sermon, 1 Corinthians 10:17. And again, I'm asking someone to put that in the chat for me. But it simply says, "For we, though many, are one bread and one body. For we all partake of that one bread." Okay? 1 Corinthians 10:17. "For we, though we are many, yet we are one bread and one body. For we all partake of that one bread." This refers to the bread of communion as the symbol of Christ's body given for all who believe in Jesus Christ. And since we all partake of that body, of that bread, we all are one. Okay? Again, the goal of communion is unity. And so on this sacred and solemn occasion, the Jewish Passover, that unites Jews throughout history, Jesus now elevates the Lord's Supper or the communion to unite Christian believers, both Jews and Gentiles. And right there, during this Passover, during this communion, they're doing this time of intimate and a unifying ceremony. There at the table, as I mentioned previously, was betrayal. Okay? In the middle of this Passover celebration, in the middle of this inauguration of the communion service, there at the table was betrayal. Might I remind you that betrayal is the breaking or violation of a contract, trust, or confidence that produces moral and psychological conflict within a relationship. So instead of there being unity and harmony within a relation, when betrayal enters, okay, and it breaks or violates that trust or that confidence, You follow what I'm saying? So the intent or purpose of betrayal is to divide, destroy, and bring about division. Okay? I'm going to give it to you again. The purpose and intent of betrayal is to divide, destroy, and bring about division. So now, but Jesus is a cool customer. So watch him. Here he is. It's Passover. He's presiding over the Passover. He's inaugurating the communion service. And with all of the meticulous plans that he has put in place, now here comes the enemy, the usurper, and he comes in with betrayal. But look at this. Jesus is not defeated, nor is he deflated by the betrayal. But instead, he uses the betrayal as a catalyst to offer up his own blood for our sins. Okay? Just look at somebody and let them know that our God is greater. Right? Our God is greater. Now get this in the chat. This is important. 1 Corinthians 2, 7 and 9. Okay? This is showing you the wisdom that God had in our salvation. Even with the betrayer present, it didn't upset or defeat God's plan or purposes through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 2 and 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. It's not just that God is omniscient and he knows all things, and it's not just that God is wise, but God in his wisdom has hidden some things in his wisdom. The Bible declares that no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall. Why? Because God has hidden it in his own wisdom, in his own omniscience, in his own planning, in his own design for our deliverance. Some of the things God has hidden in his own wisdom that nobody knows. And I can prove that he hid the sacrifice of his own son for our salvation and our wisdom. Look at verse 8. It says, which none of the princes of this world, and by princes, he's referring to the principalities or the spirits of the enemy, the princes of the devil, they didn't know about this. Why? Because God hid it in wisdom. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Follow what he's saying. He's saying the princes of this world, who in their own mind believes that they have wisdom and know things, but they do not know the mind of God nor the wisdom of God, and there are even some things that are hidden inside the wisdom of God, and one of them is that Jesus Christ would be our sacrifice. And it says, if the devil would have known it, he would have never crucified the Lord. Why? Because when he crucified him, he released his blood, which paid the price for our sin throughout all eternity. When the Romans crucified Jesus, they released the blood of the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Get this, Hebrews 9:22 says, and almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And so I thank God that he hid it in wisdom. He hid it from the enemy. He hid it from human wisdom, so that his plan could continue to move forward in spite of betrayal, in spite of the enemy trying to upset it at the last minute, in spite of the enemy convincing himself that he had gotten the victory by crucifying Christ, never realizing that he had set God's linchpin in motion. So get this, we are not only saved by the blood of Jesus, but we are also united by the blood of Jesus. Okay? So listen how Jesus refers to his blood. And I know we preach on the blood and we get all excited about the blood and we go on and on. But listen how he refers to his blood in the communion. Verse 25, now, here, I'm back at it now. Verse 25 says, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Okay? He also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. And for a covenant, okay, a covenant, get this in the chat, a covenant is an agreement that binds people together within a relationship or a community. Okay? A covenant is an agreement that binds people together within a relationship or in a community. So get this. So we get to the Passover. Christ is now lifting up or establishing the communion service. The enemy comes in with betrayal, okay, in order to upset the plan of God. And watch this, break the unity represented by the one body, right? But now Jesus keeps on going in the service and now lifts up the cup and says, this cup now is the new covenant or the new agreement in my blood. So this is how Joseph said it in Genesis. He said, so what the devil meant for evil by the betrayal, God meant for our good by the blood. Right? Right? So what the devil meant for evil, God now through hidden wisdom now makes good or makes better or makes beneficial for all of those who believe in Jesus Christ. So on last Sunday, we thank God for his body, which was broken or given for us. But on this Sunday, we ought to thank God for his blood, for it's with his blood that we are united with Christ. We are united in his death, united in his burial, and united in his resurrection. Because if we die with him, we shall also be resurrected like him. So somebody somewhere, just thank God for his blood. I don't know, last Sunday I got excited because that whole thing with his body, but I'm even more excited this Sunday because it's by his blood, by the new covenant, that we now have remission for our sins. We are saved by the blood and we are united by the blood, and so I thank God for his blood. All right, here we go. Tell somebody in your house, I'm getting ready for communion. Here it is. We're not taking communion this Sunday, but we are just getting prepared for communion, getting our mind right, getting our body right through consecration, getting our mind right through the renewal of the word. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, getting your body right. He says, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable duty. So I'm getting ready for communion. Now here it is. Here it is. I'm getting ready for his body, getting ready for his blood, getting ready to do it all in remembrance of him. Now verse 26, here it is. And he says, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. For as often as you eat of the bread and as often as you drink of the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Here it is. Let me work it. That word proclaim means to declare officially or publicly to be so. Proclaim means to declare officially or publicly to be so. Somebody put it in the chat. So get this. Now I'm going to tie it. Here it is. So every time we take communion, we declare officially and publicly to no longer be under the old covenant, the law, but instead we are now operating under a new covenant, a new agreement, which is grace through Jesus Christ. And it's all made possible by the blood of Jesus. Look at Romans 6:14. Get it in the chat. For sin shall not have dominion over us. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. For those of you who still didn't get it, let me say it this way. Every time that we take up the bread and every time we take up the cup and we take in remembrance of Jesus Christ, you are saying, and I am saying, get this, I am no longer, we are no longer under that old system, that old covenant. But now, by the grace of God and the blood of Jesus, today I am operating under new management. Yes, I am. The blood of Jesus has washed me and made me whole. And I'm operating not under the old law, not under my old ways, old habits, old thoughts, but thanks be unto God for his blood, because by his blood we're under a new covenant, a new agreement. Today I'm under new management. Thanks be to God. I'm not who I was, nor am I who I used to be. I'm today under new management. Christ lived in me. Somebody shout yes. Here it is. To be under new management means to be controlled by a different person or people than you were before. Get this in the chat. Galatians 2:19 and 20. For I, through the law, died to the law that I might live unto God. Here it is. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, not only his body, but my body too. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So every time we come to the communion table, we proclaim that we are now operating under new management, no longer the old covenant, no longer the law which could never keep me, no longer under my old sinful ways, but thanks be unto God for the new covenant, for the new agreement. And today I live under new management. Today I pray under new management. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for taking over. Thank you, Lord, for shedding your body. Thank you, Lord, for shedding your blood and bringing my life under new management. Thank you, Lord. So every time we come to the communion table, we ought to give God
need to pray for the new management, the new authority, the new control that is in our life, not by strength, nor by might, but by His Spirit. We now live under God lives that are holy and acceptable under God, which is our reasonable duty. I'm under new management. My man is under. I'm under new management today. That's what we get when we come to the communion. That's what we ought to remember when we come around the Lord's table and we handle His body, we handle His shed blood, all of it to remind us we are now operating under new management, not the old covenant, not the old law, which we can never keep, but thanks be to God for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And today we live, we breathe, and we have our being under new man. I'm no longer my own. The Bible says ye were bought with a price, and that price was the precious blood of Jesus Christ Himself. And so today, every Sunday, when we come around the Lord's table, the King James Version says, we do shew forth His death until He come. We proclaim to the world and we remind ourselves that because of Jesus Christ, His death, burial and His resurrection, we're now under new management. We are no longer our own, but the life we live, we now live by faith in the Son of God. So I am no longer I am now controlled by a different person. I'm now controlled by a new covenant operating in my life and through my life. And now I live for the glory of God. Not for the glory of myself, nor for the glory of my own flesh, but I live for the glory, honor, praise of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the privilege of Your holy word. God, we thank You for revealing to us in these times the mystery of Your hidden wisdom, that in spite of the enemy's attempts, in spite of every opportunity He took to destroy Your Son, God, You wouldn't let Him do it until the precise time, the precise moment up on Calvary's cross for all the world to see how they hung Him high and how they stretched Him wide to see how free our Lord could die. Lord Jesus, I thank You. I thank You for Your broken body. I thank You for Your shed blood that You gave as a sacrifice for my sins. And for it, I'll be ever grateful. And every time we come to the Lord's Supper, we'll do it in remembrance of You. We thank You and we praise You now. In Jesus' name, amen. So tell the nation, if you're listening in this Sunday, and you have not brought your life under the new agreement, there's no better time than right now. There's no better day than this day. The song says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. If you have not accepted Christ, if you have not brought your life under His management, I invite you to do it now. Simply confess your sins. We've got to be open and honest about our sins, not only to receive salvation, but we've got to be open and honest about our sin every time we come to the communion table. And he tells us that if you would just judge yourselves, there would be no need to for anyone else to judge you. And let us look in the mirror of the Word of God and see where we've fallen short. So if you're out there this Sunday, if you've never accepted Christ as your personal Savior, and today you decide to bring your life under new management, just ask him to enter your heart. Tell him you want to receive him as your personal Savior and receive his free gift, his broken body and his shed blood, given for your sins, that you might be washed and covered and justified by faith and through his sacrifice. I invite you to do it now. I invite you to do it today. Don't let another day go by in this new year without bringing your life under new management. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, you made that decision and that choice today, I'm asking you, please get in contact with me. You can go to our website, TaylorTabernacle.com, choose the Contact Us tab, send me a message. Say, Pastor Ford, today I heard your message. Today I was moved by the Holy Spirit to bring my life under new management. Call, let me know. Let's get connected so that we can walk with you, so that we can join with you in the fellowship. Because again, the goal of community is unity. It's to make us one, not to live separate or disparate lives, but to live one life as one bread, one body, the body of Jesus Christ. Get on us, use the website. If not, use our phone number. It's there online, 215-748-4578. Would love to hear from you. To the rest of Taylor Nation, remember, if you have any questions regarding communion, please go to the website, email them to me. If not to me, email them to your watch care person, your deacon or minister. Say, hey, I've got a question. I've got this thing. I was always confused about this in the communion of the Lord's Supper. Send it to me. It's my goal and purpose to answer all of those questions as we continue on this course of study. Taylor, thank you. As always, you've been a fantastic audience. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your seriousness concerning the Word of God. The Lord bless you and keep you is my prayer.
Good morning, Taylor's Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of three ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, or also by the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text, message text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to TaylorTabernacle.com, giving, and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And now for our announcements. Sunday service will continue to be virtual for the month of January and February. Wednesday night prayer and Bible study, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. via Google Meet. And now for a special announcement from our sister, Kennedy McCoy. Just a minute. Start reading.
Good morning, Taylor Nation. It's Girl Scout cookie season. Zoe, Zai, and I are selling cookies. We each have a goal to sell 500 boxes, and we need your help. What we are asking is if you would like some cookies, please purchase a box from each of us. The cost of a box is $5. You may be saying, I'm on a diet because of my COVID weight gain, but that's okay. Please consider making a donation of $10 or $20, and those cookies will be sent to a local community food bank and our military. To place an order, please reach out to our moms at the email address below. And as always, we thank you for all of your support. Special thank you to the pastor and the first lady for always supporting us in our Girl Scout journey. Now back to our pastor for the benediction.
Thank you. Amen.
Well, amen, and God bless you, Sister Kennedy. And I think that was a good announcement. Cassandra gave you the bitter part of the announcement, which is that we will continue to be virtual for the balance of this month and the month of February. I know in just chatting with some of you, many of us were looking forward to fellowshipping again in person, and we still look forward to that. It just will not be happening next month. I'm going to push it out until March. And again, it's just in an attempt to be safe and cautious as we all are dealing with the coronavirus and its effects on our own families and our own homes. So just asking you to be patient, continue to join us online and virtually here each Sunday morning and also on Wednesday night on Google Meet. So thank you for that. And while that may be somewhat disappointing, we thank God for Sister Kennedy and Zoe for the Girl Scout cookies. That way we're trying to give you something sweet to balance out the tough news. You know, when we were young, the matriarch used to give us, you know, tough medicine. She'd also, my nana would all put a little honey in it just to make it sweet, to kind of balance it out. So hopefully these Girl Scout cookies will be the sweetness in today's announcements. And I really do hope that you all support them. They are mind readers. I don't know about you, but I put on a little extra weight as a result of the pandemic, the COVID virus spiking up again. So I got to get back to losing weight. I'm still going to get some cookies, and on my cheat day, I will be supporting the Girl Scouts with their cookies. So thank you to those young ladies. Thank you for the great work they're doing, that they're learning, even in this time of the pandemic. The Girl Scouts are still serving, so we thank God for our young girls that are doing that. So thank you for everything, again, for being online today. Looking forward to see you on next Sunday as we continue to prepare for communion. So with all that has been said, I'll offer up the benediction at this time. You would bow your head and close your eyes. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Tela Nation. Be good.